expanding opportunities in America's cities through grant-making and social investing. More at kresge.org.
Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about people, events, and issues on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Michelle Saucer. Michelle, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad you're with us to teach us a little bit today and teach the children as well about Read, Learn, Succeed. Tell me about the reading campaign that you're having.
Well, United Way has been hosting Read, Learn, Succeed since 2013. And what it actually is four parts, but one part of it is a volunteer reading initiative where we are trying to recruit people from our community to be a part of the solution. We want people from our community to read with second and third grade students to help boost those reading skills, because what we know is that if a student doesn't know how to read, by the time they complete third grade, they're four times likely to drop out of high school. And so our overall mission is to increase our graduation rate and to ensure that the next generation of students are able to take care of us.
So it's about a return on our investment now will pay off for our future.
Correct. And so if we ensure that these second and third grade students are reading at or above level by the time they complete third grade, they have a much better chance at being successful in life.
You have done this for a few years. When did the program officially start?
Well, we started the school year of 2012-2013 with two school districts. Actually, it was in Ouachita Parish Schools and Monroe City Schools. And we worked with the second and third graders there on a pilot. And we recruited people from the community to read with these second and third graders, and it was very successful its first year. Now we're moving fast forward. We're in our fourth year, and we're still reading with second and third grade students.
You mentioned Ouachita Parish. This year, you've grown a little bit. Where, if I was listening and I was out in the sticks somewhere, is my school included, or what schools are we focusing on with this campaign?
Well, again, we're in four school districts. We're in Ouachita Parish Schools, Monroe City Schools, Lincoln Parish Schools, and Union Parish. And in Monroe City Schools, we're not in schools because it's just great to be in these schools. We're in schools we really need to be in. So in Monroe City Schools, we're in Burke Jones, Carver, Clara Hall, Jefferson, and Madison James Foster. And in the parish, we're in four schools. We're in Linville, Robinson, Shady Grove, and Swayze.
Let me ask you this. I'm really busy sometimes. You're not asking for a whole lot of time, though.
Not a whole lot of time. Basically, it's 30 minutes once a week late October through May. And basically what you can do is you can just take your lunch break. If you have an hour lunch break, if it takes you 15 minutes to get to the school and it takes you 15 minutes to get back, and you're only reading for 30 minutes with that student, so you can take a sandwich.
Now, you told me I can find a buddy and we can team up and do like a tag team thing.
Of course, we don't want volunteers reading alone because life happens. So we recruit volunteers in pairs or teams to read with that one student. So, and it can happen several different ways. It's not just one traditional way of doing it, because we want people to be, we want them to volunteer. We want them to volunteer at their own pace.
So I don't have to have a partner, although that would be fun to go get someone to come and we're a team and we'll go do it. If I'm by myself, can you find me a partner?
If you're by yourself, we can find you a partner. Most times we do. Sometimes we have what are called primary readers. They read all the time. And we have a substitute list. And that is that person's backup.
How many students were helped last year by this program?
Last year we had 218 students. And we had 416 volunteers reading with those 218 students.
Any idea how many books you guys read?
Well, I don't know how many books they read. However, each month, our students are given one free book to build their home libraries. And then at the end of the school year, they get about 12 to 15, so that we can also address summer reading slides. So altogether, all of our students received well over 5,000 books last school year, to take home and build their home libraries.
If someone wanted to call you guys or contact you, what's the best way to do that?
There are several ways. There's no good one way of doing it. You can call us at the United Way's number, and that is 325-3869. You can dial 211, which is our information and referral system that connects people to resources. You can go to our website. That's unitedwaynela.org. Or you can just simply call us.
So do you have any success stories of some of the children that you've worked with over the years that, you know, come up and just really love the program?
Yes, and if you go to our website, you can actually look at one of our vignettes. We have a young lady by the name of Taraji that read with two ladies over 2 years' time, and her parents saw the increase in her joy of or the love of reading. It also, she was very, very slow reader to start with, and now she loves books. She picks books out, and you have those success stories. I have people who thought that this was not for them. I can't read with a student, but I find that our volunteers tend to get more out of the experience than the students do.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment, and sounds very helpful to a lot of our local students. And, you know, a teacher can only do so much. Sometimes they don't pay attention to that teacher, but the I guess the added different person just walking in the room sometimes can make a difference and make kids stand up and pay attention.
They can. And just think about it. You know, the teacher has a classroom of 20 to 30 students. That student tends to respond to a person that cares just about, you know, for them. And then their parents are also, they're working a lot. And so most times they don't get a chance to do the reading. So I would love to charge people in our community to come and be a volunteer reader. You can read in pairs or teams. I charge our fraternities, our sororities, and anyone who would love to read with a student in our community.
You can find out more at their website, unitedwaynela.org/readlearnsucceed. You've been listening to Lanyap on KEDM. Good morning, I'm Corey Croce. It is 8:41, and it is time of the year that we come to you and ask for your help in keeping KEDM on the air. I'm with Bill McCown this morning, who's volunteered his early morning to come in with us today. And Bill, it's important for folks to call.
Yes, it is. I'm volunteering this morning because I believe in KEDM. I also believe in it enough to make a monthly contribution, and I hope listeners will do the same, because if you do, you become part of what we refer to here as the KEDM family. You'll help support programs here. You'll also feel a little bit better about your community involvement and your listening to KEDM, and that's what we need. So please contribute at 342-5575 or at KEDM.org.
You can do it now. Give us a call. We need your help this morning. It's 8:42.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Turkey's president says he wants to send a holiday aid convoy to Aleppo if the U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire takes effect later today. NPR's Peter Kenyon says that fighting has increased since the agreement was announced Friday.
Speaking to reporters at the beginning of the Islamic Feast of the Sacrifice public holiday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he wants to see a convoy of food, clothing, and children's toys quickly reach the families still in Aleppo. The ceasefire is due to take effect at sundown Monday, but there are no guarantees, as some factions say they're unhappy with the deal.
Meanwhile, in southeast Turkey, at least 48 people were injured in an explosion. Local police believe it was a car bomb. The sheriff's department in St. Lucie County, Florida, is investigating a blaze at a mosque that was attended by the Orlando nightclub shooter. Arson is suspected. Major David Thompson of the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office says a suspect in the mosque fire was captured on surveillance video.
As soon as we have the videotape available, we will immediately release it and ask that members of the public assist us in identifying the individual who started this fire.
The fire erupted early today on the first day of Eid al-Adha, considered one of the most important Muslim holy days. Global stocks tumbled today amid concerns about a possible Fed rate hike. The Dow is down 23. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
And I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Well, how do you make Tiger Stadium a little harder for visiting teams to play in? LSU may have an idea. They're eyeing opening an outdoor beer garden for their football stadium, but the idea will have to pass muster first with the SEC. LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva said during a pregame radio show Saturday that the university has some concepts on the board, adding food courts and possibly an outdoor drinking area at Tiger Stadium. He said all of those ideas are on the horizon for the upcoming season. Police are investigating after multiple people were shot in a New Orleans neighborhood. New Orleans Police Department spokeswoman Dawn Massey says the shooting occurred Sunday night in the Central City neighborhood. Massey says reports still differ as to whether five or six people had been shot. The conditions of the victims weren't immediately known, and additional details haven't been released. Police will continue to investigate today. The KEDM weather forecast calls for a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Today, a high near 91 degrees, and tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 75. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.
This is the Raise Your Voice fundraising campaign for KEDM. I'm Jay Curtis here alongside Dr. Bill McCown, and we're here to ask for your financial support to help pay for programs like Morning Edition and programs like Lanyap. Here before the top of the hour, we need three more calls. Will you be that next one? It could be you if you call right now, 342-5575, or make a gift on our website at kedm.org.